to bank.
And Kathy Dawes now with three gentlemen. We're going to be talking about harmony for the holidays. Little Apple Barbershop Chorus members Don Thompson, Mark Robb, and also Tom Neal. And appreciate all of you being here today. And I know, Don, always something folks look forward to in this community. If you want to share with us basically the where's, when's, who's, what, you go for it.
Yeah, and thank you for letting us come in and giving us this time. A special time. It's a good way to kick off the Advent season, you know. It really has become a Manhattan tradition now. This is our seventh year, and we had close to 1,000 people there last year. So we're hoping that people will look forward to this and come out to it. We've had some challenges this year. The ticket policy has changed a little bit, and Tom's going to cover that here in a few minutes. But it's on Saturday, December 9th, so that's a week from tomorrow. Coming up real close there. The show starts at 2, but we'll have some pre-show music for 30 minutes prior to that. So if people put that on their calendar, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, December 9th.
Very good. And I know Mark will talk about some of the different entertainers. This is more than just the Little Apple Barbershop Chorus. You have a lot of other things going on.
We like to involve as much of the community as possible. Done a great job recruiting people to be on the show. Our MC again this year will be Ken Garwick. He does a great job as MC, and he's also going to have some incredible magic. If you've been to our shows before, you may be familiar with Ken. Also appearing with us, Timeless Acapella. I'm sure you're familiar with those people, Kathy.
Been working real hard on this music.
They're a local women's barbershop course, and they've been a big part of our show every year. The Rhapsody Ringers from the First United Methodist Church will offer the enchanting sounds of the chalice bells. And we have somebody new this year, a new entertainer, Michael Boltz. He's a professional local vocalist who sings songs from many different genres. If you haven't heard him perform, you'll be amazed with his presentation. He has recorded several CDs and performed in the music capital of the world, Nashville, Tennessee, which is also home to the Barbershop Harmony Society. The Charades, a local quartet with a Little Apple Chorus, are going to sing for us this year. And as Don mentioned, the KSU faculty brass quintet will present our pre-show music. That will start at 1:30. They'll play for about 30 minutes as people find their seats, and the show will start at 2 o'clock.
Very good. Now, Tom, I know, you know, being a part of Timeless Acapella, we've been hearing about some of the challenges with the ticket sales, and I'll let you elaborate and explain. Things are being done a little bit differently this year.
Yeah. In previous years, we would get a block of tickets from McCain and sell them directly, and the policy has changed with McCain where all ticket sales must go through the McCain box office. So it's maybe a little bit inconvenient for some people, but the big advantage this year is that you'll be able to get a reserved seat and sit where you want to instead of just coming in and trying, well, where do I sit, trying to find a place. So it's a lot more convenient in that regards than being able to have the reserved seats. I kind of like that, you know, because now I know when my family comes, I know exactly where they're going to sit, and they know where they're going to sit and not have to wander around. Well, gee, where's the best place to sit? I do recommend you get out to McCain right away and get your tickets. That way you can get the seats you would like the best off. So McCain is open from 11:30 to 4:30, Monday through Fridays. The box office is open then. But as a special advantage for us this year, they're going to open the box office at 12:30 on December 9th, the day of the show. That gives you time. If you're not able to get there during the week because of work schedule or whatever, you're able to get there on the day of the show and buy tickets as well. The phone number for the box office, you can buy your tickets by phone, call into McCain, and their phone number is 785-532-6428. Also, you can order tickets online at k-state.edu/McCain. Now, the kicker with the phone and the internet sales, there is an additional charge on that, but our basic ticket prices really haven't changed from previous years. Tickets for adults are $19.99. It's an odd number, but we've tried to keep it as close to $20 by the time you add in the different fees and taxes. That brings it up to $19.99. we didn't want to go over $20 for sure. Children tickets are $5.99. Now, we're not able to offer the family package this year, but we are giving that reduced rate for the children, which is essentially what it costs us for the ticket for that. Beyond that, that $19.99 does include all taxes and fees, so that there's no additional cost if you go to the box office and buy the tickets.
Very good. And I know that anything else we're kind of wanting to highlight, any wrap-up, or I guess
go ahead. One other thing, if you come in and buy a group of 10 tickets or more at one time, you do get a 10% discount. So, you know, if you've got a lot of family members, friends that you want to, you know, buy tickets for, you can go in and buy a whole group of 10 or more tickets and get a 10% discount on the cost, which is really a good deal there.
And it's such a wonderful family experience, too. I mean, with all this variety, it's almost like a variety show, really.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. I have a lot of friends with children that they always get tickets because their children enjoy it, and it's a great Christmas program.
And I'm sorry, and we'll turn your mic back up a little bit more then. Go ahead. Yeah, Don.
Santa Claus will be there, too.
Oh, well, that's important.
We've done this every year where he's at intermission. He's available for pictures, and there's always a good line there. But we get everybody in.
Well, you must rate to get Santa. That's pretty good.
Right. But it's a family. As Tom said, it's a family show. And so we try to include everything. The kids will enjoy the music, too. The Jingle Bells is in there in different, you know, forms. I just wondered if maybe that Jingle Bell Rock might be under the seat of one of those seats in McKinney. Is that possible?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
No, it is not possible.
It's not possible, Dave says.
No. The Manhattan Broadcasting Scrooges emphatically say no.
Oh, just a thought, Dave. But thank you, Kathy, again, for letting us come in.
Oh, yes. And, you know, as Tom and Don both were talking, not only is it fun, though, Mark, I mean, it can be emotional, too. There's a couple of pieces in there that can really, you know, kind of get those heartstrings going.
There is one piece in particular that we do each year that involves some candles that mm-hmm. I think the audience will really enjoy. And I know the two choruses involved really like to do that piece. So come out and see that one. That one is really
special. It's a lot of fun singing in a group of that size. I know when the women are singing with you, it's really a lot of fun. It really, and we've been working hard.
Yes, we have. And it really is special. You know, your group and our group sing separately all the time, but when you get together and you do it in eight parts, it's difficult, but it's really amazing sound.
Well, going around the room one more time, Tom, anything else you're wanting to add before we wrap things up?
No, just get out to McKean Auditorium and pick up your tickets. We're looking forward to providing this great show for the community, but you got to get your tickets to be there.
And, Don, anything you're wanting to add? I know you're a little under the weather. I hope you get to rest and get feeling better for next week.
Me too, but this is a great way to kick off the holiday season. Our show's a little earlier this year than has been in the past, but it's nice because this is before a lot of the parties that people go to or receptions and so on. And hearing Christmas music this early is just a great way to kick off the season.
Mark, anything to add?
Come out and see us. Be sure to get by McCain or give them a call on the phone and get those tickets. We'd like to have a large crowd out there to sing to.
Well, again, my thanks to all three of you for stopping by from the Little Apple Barbershop Chorus. Harmony for the Holidays, again, Saturday, December 9th at 2 o'clock, although you can get there as early as 1 o'clock and even earlier if you want to get your tickets.
12:30 for tickets, yes.
Right. And thanks again. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about Operation Santa Claus. Kind of have a Christmas theme going on here with Sergeant First Class Matthew Fuquay. He's the head elf out there at Fort Riley. So you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your